Life Lessons, Oxfordshire author Kath Crewe's new novel, A Feather Between the Lines, is out now, featuring lots of local scenes. South Oxfordshire author Kath Crewe has rooted her storytelling firmly in the places she knows best. Her second novel, A Feather Between the Lines, unfolds across Oxford and nearby towns and villages, blending recognisable landscapes with the warm, wry humour that characterised her debut, A Cactus Called Ironside. Although marketed as humorous women's fiction, both books have struck a chord with a broad and enthusiastic readership. A retired schoolteacher, Kath has been crafting stories since childhood, first aloud to anyone who would listen, and later across countless notebooks once she had mastered a pencil. Her creative life has always been eclectic. In the 1980s, she served as president of the Cambridge Footlights, writing and performing in reviews, while contributing to various publications. Now, with her children grown and her pastoral responsibilities eased, she has fulfilled a long-held ambition to write full-length fiction. Kath lives with her husband in North Moreton, in the house he grew up in. She writes in the same study once used by her father-in-law, the respected cricket writer Gerald Howart, who produced more than a dozen books from that room, a pleasing thread of literary continuity that subtly echoes her novel's themes of memory, legacy, and the stories we inherit. Her first book, A Cactus Called Ironside, traces the life of Ronnie McNamara, who grows up in the 60s and 70s in Barking in East London, which was then a respectable, if unglamorous, slice of 1930s suburbia, pebble-dashed walls and all. Her parents, a hairdresser mother and bookmaker father, never attended university, and Ronnie's sudden leap to Cambridge feels as improbable as it is transformative. University life brings complications, not least Webster Ferris, a blunt, brilliant Yorkshireman who is as much a fish out of water as she is. He gifts Ronnie the novel's eponymous cactus, named for Rotherham United's goalkeeper Roy Ironside. Over the years, it becomes a prickly emblem of truths Ronnie avoids confronting. A Feather Between the Lines continues Ronnie's story, but stands comfortably alone. Now living outside Oxford, married to a gentle, if somewhat uninspiring, man, and juggling three adult children with demanding in-laws, she finds old memories resurfacing just when she least needs them. With King Charles' coronation celebrations looming and a long-avoided visitor approaching, Ronnie must decide whether she has truly moved on or merely buried what came before. The novel blends humour, regret and tenderness in a way many readers will find deeply relatable. A Cactus Called Ironside earned glowing reviews, and since its October release, A Feather Between the Lines is already attracting praise. Both novels are available in paperback and ebook from Amazon, Waterstones, Blackwell's and independent bookshops.